The 2022 legislative session was one of the longest in recent memory, and as mid-June arrived, there was some concern a budget would not be passed before the end of the fiscal year. And then something surprising happened. A series of budget bills was approved with Republican and Democratic support, the first time a truly bipartisan budget was put into effect since the Napolitano administration. House Minority Leader Reginald Boulding backed the budget, saying, quote, "Weighed all together, the good in this budget finally outweighs the bad," end quote. And Representative Boulding is with us for a few minutes to wrap up the overall session. Representative, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about the budget first and foremost. When did you and some of your colleagues actually start talking with Republican leaders? Because what we had heard was that was not happening for months.
You know, look, we've had ongoing high-level conversations with Republicans for the last several months with regards to putting pen to paper, negotiating dollar amounts. That didn't finalize into the last, you know, week up into the session, and we're glad that we were able to do that.
When you look at the budget overall, clearly, you know, for most members, I would suspect there are things in there that they really like, things that they really don't. I would imagine the increased money for education is among the things you really like. What else in there made it palatable for you to vote for?
You know, I think it's really important for listeners to realize this: $526 million in permanent ongoing funding for K-12 education. On top of that, $100 million for special education, a new weight formula for kids who live in low-income communities. That will be $100 million beginning in fiscal year 25. We know we're facing a housing crisis right now, so we were able to secure $60 million in the housing trust fund, over $1 billion in infrastructure spending. And we've been fighting for years to make sure that we get rate increases for behavior health providers, and increasing the kinship stipend for families taking care of foster youth. So we were able to make a significant increase in a lot of these buckets and these categories, and it was great for the state of Arizona.
Considering the surplus that was present, how much of a missed opportunity would this have been if the funding for K-12 hadn't come through and some of the other things you mentioned?
You know, it would have been a huge missed opportunity, and I'm glad that we didn't get that route. What we saw was a very far right group of Republican lawmakers who wanted to hold the rest of the state hostage to their pet projects, primarily around, suppressing the vote. We're glad that the court ruled last year you can't put policy into a budget. That created an opening for Democrats to secure significant gains here for Arizonans.
So taking the budget and sort of setting that aside, you had a very, very long, almost 7-month session here. What else do you take away from this as something that you can be happy about, that Democrats broadly are happy about?
You look, you know, right now Arizona is facing a 22-year drought crisis when it comes to water. This budget has $1.2 billion for a new water bill, and Democrats were able to negotiate an additional $200 million for conservation funding. So this is the largest conservation funding increase in Arizona state history with regards to putting those funding there. So, you know, we're looking out not only for short-term needs with education, but long-term sustainability with water.
When you mention education, of course, we have to talk not just about K-12 funding, but the expansion of ESAs or vouchers and the continuing effort to do that. Were you in any way surprised that a lot of folks on the right were pushing for an expansion of this? It's been a pet issue for them for a long time.
No, I wasn't surprised. I'm disappointed. You know, right now, Arizonans, when you talk about school choice, there's a number of school choice options that currently exist, whether it's a traditional public, charter, private. But when you create a voucher system where you're taking state dollars and put it into private schools when there's no accountability, that's the wrong direction for Arizona.
I want to ask you about the general tone and sort of tenor of the session, because as we talked about, you guys were all together for a very long time and dealing with some very difficult and contentious issues. We have seen in the past a lot of name calling, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration. Was that present this year? How would you say y'all got along this year?
Look, every session, you're going to have folks who disagree on policy ideas, and then you'll just have some people who just, quite frankly, disagree with people just on personality. But, you know, the people of Arizona sent us down here to do a job. Under my leadership, that's one of the things that I consistently talked about is how do we actually operate and do what's best for the state of Arizona, irregard if we like the person sitting on the other cross of the aisle or not. We have to make sure that we're giving consistent policies that's going to make Arizona better.
Representative, we have about 30 seconds left. Going into the session, obviously, there's a lot of talk about changes in election law, things affecting voters. Obviously, you're running for a higher position that would have you involved in more of that. But based on what the expectations were for the session, do you think that your side was able to limit some of the progress that folks on the other side wanted to make on those issues?
Look, this was a big win for voting rights groups. You know, the reality is it's over 100 voter suppression bills were introduced this legislative cycle, and fewer than 7 of them were actually passed. With that said, there are a few that's going to go to the ballot, and I suspect voters will defeat those. But this was a strong fight for voting rights, and I'm excited about what's to look forward.
That is Arizona House Minority Leader Reginald Boulding. Representative, thank you.
Thank you for having me.